Hello! Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called The Wind and the Sun, a classic fable adapted by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Mayuki Vinette and their family, Poppy and Remy and their family, Roxana and Stella and their family, Ash and Juniper and their family, and Cora and her family. Thank you so much, Cora, Juniper, Ash, Stella, Roxana, Remy, Poppy, and Mayuki Vinette. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. Our Patreon subscribers also gain access to a special commercial-free feed with all of our past episodes on it, which you get for pledging as little as $1 a month. The feed works with any podcast player, and you can email us if you need help setting it up.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and Friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Thanks! Enjoy the episode! The Wind and the Sun. One fine spring day, the wind and sun were talking together in the sky. Well, arguing would be a little more accurate. You see, the wind and sun have been friends since the earth was born, so it's natural for them to argue from time to time, even though they don't really mean anything by it. "What a beautiful day it is today," the wind said breezily. "You're very welcome," replied the sun, beaming with pride. They were floating above the world, but their attention was on a happy little valley that was right in the middle of nowhere in particular. The valley had tall, amber grass, billowing shady trees, and a single dirt path that was used by the deer and bunnies and even the occasional human.
"You know, you can't take credit for every nice day," blustered the wind. "If I wanted to, I could blow and blow and blow and wreck it all."
The sun looked over, brows furrowed, confusion dawning.
"But why in the world would you want to do that? Everything is nice right now. Look, there's two deers playing in the light. And there, it's a bunny digging for veggies. And see, here comes a friendly girl down the path. Look at her lips, she's singing a song. What could be better than a calm and sunny day?"
"I'm just sick of you getting all the thanks every time someone goes outside," huffed the wind. "I blow all the rain clouds away and all people can say is, gee, what a sunny day. We should go outside. How nice. No thanks for wind. Not so much as a high five. Not so much as a low five."
"I think you're blowing this out of proportion," the sun said brightly. "People thank you when they fly kites."
"Kites!" howled the wind. "I'm so sick of kites. That's the only time anyone thinks about me at all is kites. Why don't you go fly a kite if you like it so much?"
"There's also sailboats."
"Don't even talk to me about sailboats. It used to be sailboats everywhere. Now they use gas and sails are just a gimmick." "A gimmick? Ask Blackbeard if I'm a gimmick. Ask Christopher Columbus who powered their ships. That's right, me, the wind."
"Relax now, wind," the sun said lightly. "Everyone knows how powerful you are."
"Powerful, that's right. In fact, I think I'm more powerful than you," the wind squalled.
"It's not a competition. Besides, powerful can mean a lot of things. Let's just enjoy the day."
"No, it is a competition. At least it is now. It's on, you hear me?"
"Fine, I can see you won't give this up," said the sun, sinking. "So tell me, what's the competition?"
"Well, there. The girl singing on the path. She's wearing a coat, see?"
The sun looked down and saw that, yes, the singing girl did have a spring coat on.
"The first one to get the girl to take her coat off is the winner," wailed the wind. "Got it?"
"All right, fine," said the sun, temper flaring. If you really want to compete, then you got it. First one to get her coat off is the winner.
I go first, stormed the wind, and concentrated on the girl walking the path far below. The wind started to pick up, a little at first, but then it began to howl and rage through the valley. The girl's coat began to flap and snap wildly, so she buttoned it to her chin and hugged it tightly to her body and sang.
Wind, wind, a wild whale, it's really, really blowing. Wind, wind, a gusty gale, I can barely keep on going. It's raging strong, and I may be wrong, but it can't last long on a day like today. The wind kept on blowing until eventually, finally, it was all blown out and had to take a break. Her coat is still on, said the sun, shining with happiness.
That was just a warm-up, puffed the wind. Here I go for real.
This time, the wind didn't howl in rage. It stormed and thundered. It crashed and roared. It pushed and blew and unleashed such a powerful gust that the poor girl in the valley nearly tumbled off her feet. Her coat flapped and cracked like a sail in the wind, billowing and creaking and straining the seams. But the girl just held it tighter than ever and sang out into the turbulent air.
Wind, wind, a raging roar, it's really, really blowing. Wind, wind, worse than before, I can barely keep on going. It's whipping badly and howling madly, but I'll face it gladly on a day like today.
The wind kept blowing until eventually, finally, it was all blown out of breath and had to take a break. Her coat is still on, said the sun, beaming once more.
She's stronger than she looks, wheezed the wind. I'd like to see you try.
Wind, you tried much, much too hard, the sun said brightly. Doing things by force may seem to be the easy way at first, but you'll get much further with a little sunshine than you will with a whole sky full of angry storms. And with that, the sun smiled down on the valley. A gentle warmth spilled from its golden rays and laid peaceful and thick as honey across the girl, coating her in coziness and causing her to sing out.
Sun, sun, so bright and warm, the sky is quite a beauty. Sun, sun, chase away the storm, your honor and your duty. It's a sky to quote, and it has my vote, so who needs a coat on a day like today?
And with that, the girl took off her coat and slung it over her shoulder, singing happily the rest of the way home. The end. Today's story, The Wind and the Sun, is a classic fable adapted by Daniel Hines, performed by me, Amanda Weldon, with songs by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and receive a thank you in a future episode, please head to patreon.com/stories and make a pledge. Then send an email to amanda@storiespodcast.com and let us know who to thank. We're working on thanking everyone, but there's a lot of you, and we're so grateful. Please know that it will take about 2 or 3 months from when you first email for it to be your turn. Thanks for listening! Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.